Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, March 31st, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Reclining at table with the disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.'" On this Tuesday of Holy Week, the Gospel brings us into the upper room. The setting is intimate. Jesus is reclining at table with his disciples, his friends, those he has called, formed, and loved. The Passover meal has begun. It should be a moment of peace, of sacred closeness. And then the Gospel tells us something startling. Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." This is one of the most human moments in the life of Christ. The Son of God is deeply troubled. The Greek word suggests agitation, sorrow, a shaking of the heart. Jesus is not distant from suffering. He feels the wound before it happens. He feels the pain of betrayal before the kiss in the garden. Tonight, the church invites us to sit at that table. Not as spectators, but as disciples, and to let this troubling word examine our hearts. Betrayal hurts more than opposition. Enemies wound from the outside, betrayal wounds from within. Judas is not a stranger, he is one of the 12. He has walked with Jesus for 3 years. He has seen miracles, heard the teaching, received the bread multiplied and the storms calmed. He has been trusted with the common purse. He has shared meals, laughter, and the intimacy of the journey. And yet Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." What troubles the heart of Christ is not only what will happen? It is who will do it. Every one of us knows something of this pain: a friend who disappoints us, a family member who turns away, a trust that is broken. Holy Week reminds us Jesus understands that wound from the inside. There is no human sorrow he does not know. After Jesus speaks, the Gospel tells us the disciples looked at one another, uncertain whom he means. In another Gospel, each one asks, "Surely it's not I, Lord?" This is an important moment. No one points a finger. No one says it must be Judas. Each disciple is unsure of his own heart. That question belongs to us, not who is the Judas around me, but, Lord, is it I? Betrayal is not only the dramatic act of selling Jesus for silver. We betray him in quieter ways, when we choose convenience over conscience, when we remain silent about our faith out of fear. When we cling to a secret sin rather than trust his mercy, when we give him part of our life, but keep a hidden corner for ourselves. Judas did not fall in one moment. Betrayal grows slowly in a divided heart. Holy Week invites us to be honest, not despair, but truthful. Here is the most astonishing part of this scene. Jesus knows. He knows who will betray him. He knows what Judas has already begun to plan. And yet he does not expose him publicly. He does not drive him away from the table. He continues the meal. He continues to love. In a few moments he will even hand Judas the morsel of bread, a gesture of friendship and honor. This is the heart of Christ. Even when he knows our weakness, even when he sees our compromises, even when he knows the ways we will fail him, he keeps us at the table. Holy Week is not the story of human fidelity. It is the story of divine mercy that does not withdraw. The tragedy of Judas is not that he sinned. Peter also failed. The other disciples will run away. The tragedy is that Judas did not believe mercy was still possible. Today the church invites us to remain close to the troubled heart of Jesus. When you pray this week, imagine the upper room, the quiet, the lamplight, the sound of voices fading, the tension in the air. And when you hear his words, not as accusation, but as invitation, one of you will betray me. Let the question rise in your heart, Lord, where am I divided? Where am I holding something back? Where do I need your mercy before I come to the cross? This is the grace of Tuesday of Holy Week, not condemnation, but clarity. Because the more honestly we face our weaknesses, the more deeply we will understand the cross. Notice one more thing. Jesus is troubled, not because his plan is failing, but because love always suffers when it is rejected. His heart is troubled for Judas, troubled for Peter, troubled for us all. And yet he does not turn back. The troubled heart of Jesus becomes the pierced heart of Calvary, and from that heart flows mercy that saves the world. Tonight we sit at the table with Jesus. We come with our mixed hearts, our loyalty and our weaknesses, our love and our fear. And he looks at us, not with suspicion, but with the same love he gave the 12. Holy Week is not about proving our faithfulness. It's about trusting his. Stay close to him this week. Do not run. Do not hide. Do not despair. Because even when the human heart falters, the heart of Christ remains. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were troubled in spirit when you spoke of betrayal, and you know the weakness that lives in every human heart. Look upon us with mercy. Reveal to us the places where we are divided, the ways we hold back our trust, the sin we hide from your light. Give us the courage to ask honestly, Lord, is it I? And the humility to return to you without fear. Keep us close to your table this Holy Week. Do not let us run from your cross or doubt the depth of your forgiveness. When we are weak, be our strength. When we fall, draw us back. When our hearts are troubled, give us peace. May we remain with you through the darkness of the Passion, until we rejoice with you in the light of the resurrection. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each and every day at my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives as we travel during this Holy Week to the resurrection. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.